Good morning, Science. My name is Alexandra McGauld, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Seymour Di Picciotto today. Seymour is a pioneer of mRNA therapeutics. He joined Moderna a decade ago and explores novel applications of their technology. His work spans protein engineering, immunology, and drug development. During his PhD at MIT, he established biosensor design principles redefining the field. At Moderna, he discovers and develops mRNA-based treatments for autoimmunity and chronic inflammation. He is the one who brought an IL-2 mutein program from concept to the clinic. This program enables the selective expansion of regulatory T cells.
When do you really feel like you're in your element?
I don't know if it's when I feel like I'm in my element, but like the moment I enjoy the most is probably when I'm not in my element, actually. In my work, so there's like always you're thinking about new ideas or you're encountering some new problems, and you do some of that thinking on your own, and you think about, okay, well, how could I go about this? And you do that, and you get to a decision with the best of your knowledge, right? And then the next step after that is usually I go talk to some people, say, hey, like I have this idea or I have this problem. You know, I'm thinking about it this way. Like, how would you approach it? Or how do you think about it? And often in these conversations, people come at me with a piece of knowledge. You know, something like, oh, you know, I've had this experience in this program. Or we've recently seen a piece of data in that space. Or there's this space in biology that you don't know anything about, but turns out that person knows a lot about. And it's kind of like these aha moments because you came up with a good idea or a good decision based on the information you had. But without that piece of information, now when that's given to you, it sort of like opens your eyes and your mind to a whole new avenue. And so I generally find this conversation extremely exciting, extremely energizing, because I leave feeling like, okay, now I learned something new. The idea is improved. Or the problem has a better solution thanks to that conversation. And when I'm able to do those things like sort of sequentially and get other people feeling a little bit that bubbling energy, I find that very exciting. So it's not in my element. It's kind of like, you know, sort of like getting out there and opening yourself and learning something new. That's what I really enjoy.
What would you say are the people that are the hardest to get buy-in from, or vice versa? What are the people where you really feel you've succeeded when you get buy-in from?
People that are easy to get buy-in from, I think, tend to be people that probably are sort of like-minded. They may have like a similar training than you. And so when you explain to them something, you already, you know, the way you think and the way you structure your information is what they're accustomed to receiving, and so for them it's like very easy to absorb and like eat. But when you talk to somebody who's like in a very different space, who maybe also doesn't think a lot about your project, so I think that's when it's a little harder, because I think there's some the information structuring is a bit different, so it's harder for them to process. B, they may be less familiar with what you're working on and hesitant to provide buy-in right away, because like, oh wait, before I commit to saying yes or no to something.
If you had a time machine and you could come back 1,000 years from now, what is something that you would want to look up?
Part of like what we do is the thrill of the unknown, and so now if it becomes known, then I think you lose that that excitement. Yeah. You know, what I would want to look at is maybe what was the best hit in the year 2100. Like, what is the sum of that year or of that decade, that century. So like what I still consider the best all-time hits 1,000 years from now. Because there's some songs today, even if they're 50 years old, everybody knows them. Even if they're 300 years old, everybody knows them. So be curious to know, are those things gonna last another millennia?